Letters to Tomorrow's World. Tell us what you think. This is a long overdue thank you from the bottom of my heart. For some years now, I have been reading this wonderful publication. I read it from cover to cover. The fact is, nothing has touched me more than the words of inspiration and truth that flow from many of your articles. This publication has encouraged me to read the Bible on a daily basis, something that I had put off for many years. There is so much suffering, distress, and misinformation in our world today. It is more important than ever to seek words of truth and wisdom to prepare and guide us for the trials we have yet to face. Please keep up this wonderful work. God bless you all at Tomorrow's World. That's from A.M. Tauranga, New Zealand. Your Tomorrow's World magazine is very good and timely during these last days. That's from C.W. Kuala Lumpur, W.P. Malaysia. Thanks for these enlightening and encouraging articles. I totally agree that Christians must speak out against the moral decay that is undermining the very fabric of Western society. We may not have our freedom of speech for long, the way persecution of Christianity and Judaism is growing, so now is the time to speak the truth. The fear of men seems to be the reason why people stay quiet. Your articles tell it like it is. I pray and wish others would pray for opportunities to do likewise. That's from R.L. Littleton, Pretoria, GP, South Africa. We enjoy the Tomorrow's World magazine so very much and have found it very enlightening, sir. I would like to tell you that your magazine is the most interesting source of knowledge I have ever read in my life. It covers many things, and I can't put it down until I have read the whole thing in one go. I cannot praise it enough. Truly amazing. I would like to take this opportunity to thank you for such an exciting magazine. God bless you in your continuing endeavor. It's from I.R. Lahore, Pakistan. I just had to say thank you for the May-June 2014 issue of Tomorrow's World. I immediately read it from cover to cover. I found the Left Behind article very informative. Bible versus Quran is worthy of further study. Then there was Have You Caught the Fire and Why is Germany Rising? I could go on, but for the sake of brevity, I will resist. This was probably the best and most informative journal that I have read in a long time. Keep it up. That's from J.H. Sutton, Surrey, UK. Your magazine came to me a few years ago, and ever since then, I've been very grateful for its arrival. It has answered many questions I have had for years. I'm especially thankful for the truth about the Sabbath, to think that for the most of my life I worshipped our Lord on the wrong day. You at Tomorrow's World set me straight. Today is Sunday and I'm cleaning my house and such. It was not that long ago that I would have spent Saturday doing this sort of thing. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for shining light on the day that is the real Sabbath of God. That's from C.F. Carlsbad, California. Your piece on the mythology of divorce was so interesting. My husband and I, during our first 5 years of marriage, were on the brink of divorce. Constant fighting, anger, bitterness that I now realize came from both of us. We will be married 22 years on June 27th. Only when I began to study scripture did I realize there was a bigger picture than just him and me. Sometimes, even now, when he does something that upsets me, I will meditate on God's word, and yes, it works. That's from N.L. Wheatley, Ontario, Canada.